All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show, Facebook.com/Nick D Show is the best way to stay connected. I would like to welcome to the studio, we have three guests who are part of the new film, The Replacement, and it's a futuristic science fiction dark comedy about clones and much more than that. And they've got a Kickstarter campaign underway to help finance the film. There's 15 days left on this Kickstarter campaign. We have a link on our Facebook page if you would like to check it out. It's Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And I would like to welcome to the show. Well, first, let me just say welcome back to the show, Mike McNamara. Mike, how are you?
Awesome, man. Thanks for having us on.
Well, welcome back.
It's a pleasure.
How you been?
I'm thrilled, man. This film, The Replacement, is just going to be such rowdy fun.
Yeah.
And the first thing, as soon as I saw this campaign ad, which hopefully everyone will get to see, I'm like, I have to send this to Nick.
Yeah.
Nick will want to get on this and chat all about this.
Yeah, well, so I watched all the stuff you sent me, and I liked everything about
it. It's
fun. So the movie is called The Replacement. They're raising money in the Kickstarter. They want to get it out by the election because it has a political subplot or a plot. And want to get it out for the film festivals, yep, which takes a lot of money and a lot of work. And the writer-director of The Replacement is Sean Miller, and he is here. Hello, Sean.
Hi. How
welcome
you doing,
to the. Come on up to the mic a little closer. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having us out here.
And producer and your wife?
Yes, and my wife.
Hi. Naz Khan. How are you, Naz?
I'm great.
Good, good. I just want to mention, first of all, that I watched your Kickstarter campaign video, and everybody can see it because it's linked up on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very clever and really well done. First of all, tell me about the origin of the movie, Sean.
Sure. So I've always loved sci-fi movies. It's something that, I grew up loving. Grew up watching, Gattaca, Her, these type of movies that really make you think about, where we're going and everything. And, clones are something that, we already have the ability to make and everything. So this has been a movie kind of, long coming. And making... the idea for clones that are able to share memories, and the idea that whenever you want to, you might have feel like you don't have enough people to here. Why don't you?
Yeah. So it's interesting because when we think of movies like Star Wars, Aliens, Gattaca, Her, your competition is something else. In this movie, the face of competition is you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. So we're always thinking about, how can we foresee the future where our competition is something that's so close to us that it kind of sets a morality around it that is it okay to be competing against yourself. So when we were thinking about the near future and what story we want to show people, we thought, why not think of ourselves?
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, Mike, you are in the film. Tell everybody.
Multiple times.
Yes, multiple times.
This is by far the wildest film production I've ever been a part of. So I'm playing the first, and I'm still kind of learning as we go because the script is still going through some final tweaks and
sure,
what have you, and we're kind of just there's a little bit of discovery, which as through the factory theater days, know that script's going to go through some tweaks.
Yes, it does.
But I'm playing the first clone president. Well, the idea is that when you're running for president, all of your clones can run for president. So you have city council, you have the president, you have the mayors, the aldermen. You can kind of – you're voting for what we say is a council of one. It's essentially a whole presidential cabinet, Congress, everything of me, which I'm sure would scare the life out of many people in Chicago.
Yeah.
And the fear is real.
Yeah.
The fear is real. So it's pretty crazy. And then – there's the adversary for that first clone president is what we call the natural, which is the original person who offered to be cloned because he's down and hard on his luck and just trying to turn his life around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty compelling kind of play back and forth between these two forces.
And how did within your script, how does the world of cloning work? There is a company that you can go to get yourself cloned.
There is. In our world, it's called Samsara Reflections.
Right.
And it's like, in our world, like, this isn't like a evil corporation. This is thought of as like a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way this works in the world is you can get like a dozen clones of yourself, and they can all go off. You can send one off to like learn French, and another to go to medical school, another to become like the ping pong champion. And these clones can pretty much like go off and they memory share. So whenever...
So the knowledge of all the clones
and
the natural all share the same thing.
No, so that's the thing.
Oh.
The natural.
Doesn't.
The original guy.
Oh.
Here we go. You, Nick DiGilio.
Here we go, Nick.
You send off dozens of your clones. They're all learning. You know, they're becoming experts at everything. You know, they're
doing all this stuff. Oh, and I'm still an
idiot. Yep. You're still, yeah. You're
okay,
still,
all right.
Still,
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. And they're giving you like a little pittance of like their paycheck.
Oh,
you know,
I see. I see.
Okay.
So the natural that you play, Mike, is a little pissed off because all these clones are politicians
are
and they're
right.
running for
you
president.
They're becoming everything that
That's
I wanted.
That's pretty
and the
awesome.
Hope was that as the natural that. Hey, my clones became president.
Yeah.
Aren't I great?
And oh, that's great, man. That's a great concept. Sean, how'd you come up with that concept? That's really original.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things where we all want to have, like, more hands. You know, like, what would it be? Like, what if I went off and I joined the military? What if I became a star athlete? What if I decided to become something like that? And in this movie, that's basically what's going on. All these clones are going off, all these different branching down, all the, like, what if paths you could have had.
Wow.
And it's great because... At first, like his clones, he's like, great, I can see like all the dreams I could have done, whatever, all the potential I would have had. But then like slowly it's dawned on him that like, oh, yeah, they're doing all this stuff, but I can't do any of it because
right.
they're like they're great at it. And now like he tries to pick up the guitar and, you know, he was turning on the TV and his clones are like doing a rock concert. You know, he just doesn't compare.
That's great. That's a great concept, man.
I knew you'd love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great concept.
It'd be pretty wild. And we're not going to think yet about how we're going to shoot this thing. Although they have most amazing plan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to think about how they're going to shoot it. That's what I'm saying.
Just learn your lines. Learn your lines and hit your marks.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
But
that's
I have like 43
marks. I was just going to say, there's a lot of marks. Okay, hang on a second, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with Sean Miller, who is the director and writer, Naz Khan, who is the producer, and Mike McNamara, who is the star of a film called The Replacement, and it sounds great to me. The Kickstarter campaign is off and running. You can check it out. Give some money. It's Kickstarter.com. Look for The Replacement. Also, it's linked up on our Facebook page right now at Facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll tell you about all the rewards that they're giving out if you give a certain amount of money, as is the case with all Kickstarter campaigns. Kickstarter campaign right now is going to go for the next 15 days, so you have time. When we come back, we're going to break here. We got the news. And then after the news, we'll come back and talk more about the movie, about the making of the movie, how you can become involved, and a little story, background stuff on all three of our guests. Get to know them a little bit better. It's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. It's Nick DiGilio, and we'll take a break for the news coming up next.
Hi, I'm one of the clones of Abe Stagson. And here in Wheaton, we have some challenges to face. Lake pollution, factory shutdowns, and an underfunded library. It's more than one city councilman can tackle all at once. That's why I think four clones of the same guy are right for the job. We're all running for city council because there technically isn't any law against four copies of the same candidate running for the same seat. That law is being voted on next June, and the council election is next month. At first, I was upset when my clone stopped working for me and decided to run for office. But then I thought, why not? I'm proud to be my clone's human liaison. With my network of clones across the community and a seat in City Hall, I know there's nothing that we can't accomplish. I'm one of the clones of Abe Stagson, and I approve this message.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And that was a commercial for city council.
Yeah.
That's that's it has something to do with this movie called The Replacement. You can check out thereplacementmovie.com for all the information. Sean Miller, the writer-director, Naz Khan, who is the producer, and Mike McNamara, who is the star of The Replacement. Very, very clever stuff, man.
This has
very
to be the first time you've showed you've aired a clone presidential campaign ad.
Without question. Well, that was the city council. I love the fact that is there a reason why you picked Wheaton?
We went like generic, like everything.
I thought
even
that
too, Nick.
You know, It's what's really funny is personally that I was in a play called Surface Dwellers at the Factory Theater about 15 years ago, and it was 99 when we did it, and my friend Scott wrote it. Scott Okin, who's now artistic director at the Factory, he wrote it, and that play, for some reason, he chose Wheaton.
Wheaton as well?
I'm not kidding. He chose Wheaton. It took place in Wheaton, and I don't know why. He's not from Wheaton. He has no connection to Wheaton.
It has a nice ring to it.
No, it worked for me. For some reason, it cracks me up when I don't know. But
gives you that real world.
Yeah. Let's talk about you guys and your background and how you got to into the making movies and all that cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Naz, let's start with you. Where did you come from, and what's your background in that before you got into that world?
I was a graphic designer. I had my undergrad in graphic design, and I was looking for a master's program, and I found Columbia College's 4-year program.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my family, and they said, 4 years? Might as well just become a doctor. And I was like, people can become a doctor. People don't go into film a lot. And especially coming from my Pakistani background, it's not expected of women to do such challenging jobs where, you're going into the film industry. If you're going to the film industry, you're expected to be an actor or a singer or something like that. So I was always the rebel in the family. And I was the only daughter and the youngest, so I was like, I want to do something else. And actually, my dad was a producer in Pakistan, a film producer in Pakistan.
Oh, is that right? Well, that's a busy, busy job in Pakistan. Yeah. Good Lord. Did he produce 80 movies a week? Oh, man.
So I was like, hey, Dad can do it. I can do it, too. So,
now, did you live in Pakistan?
For 10 years of my life, between 13 and 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from in America?
Chicago. I was
born and raised here. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So you got into the film industry. You've worked on commercials and shorts
for
and
a decade.
Like
yeah. Both Sean and me, we've been working in the film industry for a decade. We know all of the network. It's such a small community out here.
Yeah.
If I don't know someone, I know someone who knows that someone.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know that. I mean, that's one of the things that you're.
Yeah. That's
you're a
one
part
of the best things about it. It's a growing community, but it's a very close community. And I feel like here in Chicago, we all look out for each other. It's not like the East Coast or West Coast where it's like, well, I'll kind of help you out. But, we generally believe that all ships kind of rise together.
So. No, that's true. I mean, that's something that you find pretty exclusively in this city.
Yep, no doubt.
And, I was a part of the theater community for many, many, many years here. Yep. And like, oh, we need some gels. Let's go to this place. Or, oh, we need somebody to do this or that. It's a very supporting community. By the way, tonight with the Jeffs.
Non-equity Jeffs.
My buddy Steve Walker was up for Best Actor for American Buffalo.
Wow.
I wonder if he – hey, Dan, can you find out if he won?
I don't think I looked it over. I didn't see him.
He didn't win?
But I don't damn it, he should have.
It's a damn crime. All right.
We got to get Steve Walker, who we both know very well, to come on and say that.
Not
that,
now.
That
I know, I'm pretty sure I know what kind of condition Steve's in right now.
He's at Four Moon Tavern.
That would be my guess. So, all right. Now, Sean, let me hear about your background.
Sure. So, like, I grew up watching, I thought it was normal to like watch like 2 movies a night. Like my dad,
it is normal.
Like, that's a totally normal thing. I found out later on. So, I went to college like not knowing what I wanted to do until like I just took a broadcasting course and I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this, and people seem to think I'm okay at this. So I came out here to Chicago. I went to Columbia College. I'm originally from Michigan.
Where?
Battle Creek. Oh, you got the Michigan map in your hand there. Yeah. Battle Creek, and came out here. Been here.
So we
had
somebody from a band.
From Battle Creek? Or?
Yeah, who was originally from Battle Creek. You remember who it was? And I said, it constantly smells like cereal there.
Oh, it does. You've been there.
I've been there. I took the Kellogg's tour. And as soon as we got like within 10 miles of the place, I was like, this is the greatest smelling city I've ever gone to in my life.
It's like Have you been to the largest cereal table in the world?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
That's our thing.
Have you been to that?
Oh, yeah. Like every year. It's boring now for me.
That was celebrated big time. That's pretty cool. Okay, so you were in Battle Creek, you were into movies, and you came to Columbia because of that?
Columbia College, yeah. I knew it was biggest, largest film school here in the country. Mm-hmm. So came out here, you know, started working on movies. I kind of like, you know, told people, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm an assistant director. I can work on this type of stuff. And they're like, yeah, are you sure? And I looked it all up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can totally do this.
Right.
And I kind of like, you know, faked it till I made it, and I did pretty good. I started working on like people like action-adventure type shorts. My good buddy Mike Chate had like a bunch of he loved Michael Bay stuff. So like immediately I started working on like stuff with car chases and explosions and all that type of stuff. So I learned really quick what
that's baptism by fire right
it
now.
Really is. It really is. So now I've just been doing that for like a decade, doing shorts, doing commercials. We've done the two of us actually met on a slasher film, low budget independent film out in Niles, Michigan.
8 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You met on a slasher film.
We met on a slasher film. And Mike was actually in it for a couple of days.
I got my head blown off.
His head gets blown off in the movie. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What movie is this?
It's called Cyrus, Mind of a Serial Killer.
Oh, yeah. But Lance Hendrickson is in that.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nick.
That's yeah, a, no, yeah, Lance Hendrickson
is a deep pole right there.
Oh, yeah. Brian Cross and Lance Hendrickson, yeah.
Lance Hendrickson is like one of my heroes.
I'm always impressed with you, Nick, but you just blew me.
No,
out of the studio, brother.
Lance Hendrickson, I'm a host of, I'm one of the hosts of a horror film convention every year.
Yeah.
And it's called the Flashback Horror Convention. Okay. And it's the first weekend in August, if anybody's interested. There's going to be a big Scream reunion this year with Nev Campbell and Matthew Lillard, Skeet Ulrich. Those guys are all going to be there. And so I'm one of the hosts. So I do Q&As with celebrities and host some of the events and stuff. I'm there all weekend. Mm-hmm. Lance has been at the Flashback Convention three times, and I got to know him real well. Mm-hmm. And he's
a great guy.
He's phenomenal, awesome. Man. One of the nicest guys in the world. One of the coolest dudes on the planet.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar with pretty much everything that guy does.
Oh yeah.
And I remember Cyrus. I don't remember you getting your head blown off in it.
Yeah. You gotta get it's serious. It's a pretty good. When I saw it, I'm like, yeah, that's.
I don't think
legit.
Did I know you then eight years ago? Well,
What? We'd worked with all the same people, but I don't know if we had officially met.
Yeah, I think we met 8 years ago, but we did.
We wouldn't keep it in touch like this and
hang
out
exactly,
all the time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe I just didn't recognize you getting your head blown off.
Because you were like, right.
Because
we
I was like,
each other yet.
Yeah.
Because if I would have known you, I'd have been like, brother.
I just got my head blown off.
By your idol.
By Lance Hendrickson. That should be number one on your resume. Had head blown off by Lance Hendrickson. So you guys met on, so what did you guys do? What were your jobs on Cyrus?
So I was a line producer / AD. It was one of those movies where like everyone wears like 20 hats.
Yeah.
And I was a production manager on it, and the kids on the whole shoot started calling us Mom and Dad.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were the only two people they went to us for everything.
Yeah.
They started calling us Mom and Dad. We were working 18 hours a day. It was 0 degree weather. It was not enough people. We were wearing multiple hats. And we just met in the worst circumstances.
Yeah.
And we just became each other's right-hand man.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a quick way to bond.
Oh, yeah.
In those kind of circumstances.
In Niles, Michigan.
In Niles, Michigan, yeah. Yes.
Next time you pass through Niles, Michigan, just
which does not smell like cereal.
It does not.
our relationship was forged in fire.
There you go. Yeah. And what else have you worked on, Sean?
I had a little bit of work on The Dark Knight, a little work on Wanted, both good Chicago movies.
Mm-hmm.
Was out here when we did the big car chase sequence through Lower Wacker and everything.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was really fun. Really fun. Done some commercial work, some music video work. Worked with Apple D'App from The Black Eyed Peas. Did some commercial, music video work with him. And
Chicago Marathon too.
Oh yeah, we filmed the Chicago Marathon when it was in here for Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Cool.
It's a good stuff.
And Mike, your background real quick. You started out acting when?
Yeah. Started out. Man, I came back to Chicago. I was born and raised in Chicago and then went off to college and came back here 98, 99 and then came up through Storefront Theater. Was that Factory in 2001?
You did.
Invitation to... Oh, no, wait. Oh, wait.
Variations on Death. Mike Mazzara.
Mike Mazzara, yeah. Our brother, yeah. One of the funniest guys you will
Without
ever meet.
Without question. Yeah.
Directed that thing, and it was a fun, rowdy ride. And then just stayed here and... Film, TV, you know, now there's a whole lot of everything going on. So
it's unbelievable. Dick Wolf owns this place
Dick
now.
Wolf,
and
hey,
he's hiring everybody, God bless
he's
him.
He's hiring everybody. So
yeah.
I hopped on a few episodes of Chicago Fire, and now we've got hopefully some new shows, The Exorcist and APB, and there's a new one from Steve Conrad called Patriot that's going to be on Amazon that's here. So it's a good time.
Yeah, very, very cool. I know William, I call him Sandy Smiley.
Oh, sure.
And he's got a big part in APB.
In his APB, yeah. I just saw the
and
trailer
just did, he
for
just
that.
Did a good run on Fire.
He had a great run on Fire, and now he's back. So,
he's a good guy.
I play softball with Sandy.
I'm going to see him tonight. He's at my Raiders of the Lost Ark screening. I'm doing a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark tonight.
Yeah, awesome. At MovieCo, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and
very
Sandy's
cool.
going to be there. So.
Dig it.
All right, cool. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about the movie, The Replacement, what people can get if they give to the Kickstarter, and and how you're going to film something like this on the budget that you're going to have.
Sure.
I have to, because it's going to seem like a challenge. Not quite Cyrus-level challenge, but a challenge. All right, we got to take a break, and if you want to contribute, please do thereplacementmovie.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page, and we'll tell you all about the Kickstarter campaign and more after we break on WGN. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, just chatting off the air with my guests, Mike McNamara, Naz Khan, and Sean Miller, who are behind the movie The Replacement, sci-fi movie about clones and politics and much more. TheReplacementMovie.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page. The Kickstarter campaign, let's talk about that, Sean, and some of the rewards that you guys are be giving out, including somebody could get like an executive producer credit or an associate producer credit on this film.
You can. So, we've got a bunch of great rewards for this type of thing.
What's the target for that you want? 13,000?
13,200.
13,200.
We can do a good version of this movie.
Okay.
And we have stretch goals. You can keep on
You can go beyond 13,200
if you want to.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got some great stuff. So for $250, you can be an associate producer as well as get a bunch of other cool rewards at lower tiers, like signed script. You get screen credit. You get to be an extra in it. At $150, you get to have your own clone in the movie. Mm-hmm. Where we'll copy you. You'll be an extra in there. You get to get some screen time in there, and we'll make you one of the clones in here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a limit of three. You can be an executive producer for $2,500 for the high rollers in this.
But, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Stuff.
And you got 15 more days. The goal is $13,200, but you can go way beyond that. Mm-hmm. $13,200 for people who are not familiar with the movie making process. That's not a lot of money.
No.
It sounds to me like it's a pretty imaginative it's a script that's going to require special effects and all kinds of cool stuff. How did you come to that specific number? Yeah.
So we've got, like I said before, we've got a ton of experience working in like low budget film, having worked with like doing like action adventure, big stuff like that.
Right.
We know how to pull that stuff off for like a really low budget. And a lot of it's like pulling in favors from, crew members who we've worked with before. We know how to get equipment on the cheap and how to shoot things in a way where it has high production value, looks like a big movie.
Well, I do want to mention really quickly, if people watch the video on the Kickstarter campaign, it's very, very well done. It's very, very clever. There's special effects in it, and there's clones without it with the crew, and the producers and stuff like that. It's well written. It's funny, and it's seamless.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to say that as I'm watching, it's very impressive just to watch this Kickstarter video. Mm-hmm. You did a great job with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that all in all, I think what it cost like $150. I mean,
that's
it was like
all.
Wow,
it looks great.
It looks great.
Yeah.
So
cheap stuff. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the kind of stuff that you have to utilize when you're making movies in this kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and these are the kind of films that need to be getting made in Chicago all the time. To keep growing the film community here in Chicago. We've got a solid community, but we need to be making more content, more films, more great ambitious productions like this.
Well, I mean, this sounds totally original, and science fiction is people who listen to my show really love science fiction.
A lot of sci-fi fans
Who listen to this. Now, let me ask you, what were your inspirations? What were some of your favorite sci-fi movies?
Favorite ones? Like Blade Runner is really
Please.
High up there. It's great.
You guys are just going to be besties after this.
Really recently, I loved Her. Her's amazing.
A great film.
And it's one of these sci-fis that are like, it doesn't need to be like Star Trek and have, tons of technology. It just feels like it's like just right around
that
the
That was
corner.
A heartbreaking movie.
It's great.
It's a beautiful film. So,
And Gattaca is really great.
Yeah.
And I love all the big blockbuster ones too, but those are the ones that like really,
yeah.
They make you think.
I was really surprised when I saw the trailer for Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw the director, did you see who's directing it?
Oh, yeah, it's Duncan Jones.
I know. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's already sort of disowning it.
Yeah.
But that guy has made two of the best science fiction movies. I mean, Moon and Source Code.
Oh, they're great.
Phenomenal. This guy's got a mind. And he's David Bowie's son, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I was just, like, surprised I saw his name on Warcraft. I'm like, what?
I was excited about it first, but, yeah, we'll see.
You know, I saw the trailer and went, oh, this is going to be a piece of crap. And then I saw his name attached to it and I went, oh.
Maybe not.
But then I've heard Advance Word. And I've also heard that Duncan Jones is kind of not doing press for it and stuff. So I went, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I know where we're going on this one. So,
check and move on.
Yeah. And now you want it, you're going to shoot it in and around. Do you have locations already that you want to shoot?
We're getting some. We're shooting entirely in Chicago. It's going to be a completely Midwest film. And, we have some of our locations locked, and we've got some great crew out there.
How big a cast are you looking at?
Well, since we have so many clones, it's going to be a fairly small cast outside of, like, extras and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, like, I think four or five, you know, speaking roles. Mm-hmm. But since, you know, Mike over here is going to be playing, you know, the president. He's going to be playing multiple clones who are around town, plus the original.
Right. Now, are you going to watch the Harold Ramis Michael Keaton movie, Multiplicity, or are you just going to stay away from that?
I think I'm just going to stay away from all of it and just dig right into. This
I think you
thing.
Should,
but
yeah. You want to come to it fresh.
A pretty wild ride. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. And honestly, when I saw the production video, which you guys can see on through Nick's Facebook page and everything. Like, and the way the Nas and Brian Levin, who's one of the producers on it, and Nas and the whole rest of the team introduced themselves. I'm like, these guys are on point. I knew
you guys
were great when we worked on Cyrus together, but I was like, this is...
No, but that was what really impressed the hell out of me. When I saw the clip, I was like, okay, well, these guys are going to do a good job and make a really good... And the concept of the movie sounds...
So isn't it great?
Completely great and original and awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, all the Nick fans, all the sci-fi fans, you can have a producer credit on this for $250, which is just... I mean... It's usually $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. I mean, you can have a producer credit for a film that's going to be seen all over the country at film festivals.
And you guys are going to take the idea is to get it out there and take it to Fest as well. You want to go to Fest?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely a festival thing. And I forgot to mention as well, we are tax deductible.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, it is tax. So everything that you're doing, you can claim at the end of the year in taxes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So
it sounds like a win-win situation to me. TheReplacementMovie.com and go to the Kickstarter campaign. 15 days left. Where are you guys at money-wise? Do you know?
6155. I keep track of the finances.
So you're about halfway there.
We're almost halfway there.
Almost halfway there.
It's time for it to shoot through and want to blow past that 13 too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So everybody get on board and get this thing going. TheReplacementMovie.com and of course you can check us out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow, and you can take a look at the list of all the rewards that you can get depending on how much money you actually donate. Again, it's tax deductible for a locally produced, shot, imaginative, original science fiction movie that will be run by Chicago people. So make sure you check it out. ReplacementMovie.com. So, Mike, what's coming up next for you besides this? Are you working on anything else?
For me, you know, there was another film that I worked on called Halfway that just premiered out at Dallas International Film Festival. The lead actor and the executive producer is a guy named Quentin Aaron. I don't know if you guys saw The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
He plays Big Mike, so he's the male,
wow.
male lead in that.
Okay.
So, man, I just keep playing bad guys, but I am his more than a little racist adversary. He winds up in a small town. We shot it in Montfort, Wisconsin, which has 716 people in it.
Wow.
And it just was a grand jury nominee at Dallas International, and that's going to be floating around. And I'm hoping Dick Wolf will call my number again for Chicago Fire for a couple episodes.
All right, we'll very, very cool. Very, very cool. And you guys, just everything right now is this movie.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yep.
It's like a full-time job.
Yeah, marriage and clones, baby. Marriage and clones, you beautiful couple.
It's
you.
So romantic.
Well, listen, it was a real pleasure having you guys, and great to meet you guys. And Mike, always good to see you, man.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
TheReplacementMovie.com. Give money now to their Kickstarter campaign. You got 15 days to do so. They're about halfway to their goal of $13,200, but you can shoot them past that. And I wish you guys the best of luck. Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
All right. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up.